Welcome back to the program. Well, the tech sector and innovation sector here in the province is big. It contributes somewhere in the neighborhood of $2 billion to GDP annually, and it's growing. Join us on line number one is the CEO at TechNL. That's Florian Villon. Good morning, Florian. You're on the air.
Good morning. Bonjour à tous.
Welcome back to the program.
Yes, thank you. Very excited to be here.
So I've seen the report and the election brief put forward by TechNL, and there's 18 recommendations, of course. We won't dig into all 18, but what are some of the big headlines that you want people to understand?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, very excited to share those recommendations. We spent the last few months to reflect with our members on how can the tech sector contribute the most to Newfoundland economy. And high-level four recommendations stand out from that work. One is having the provincial governments supporting tech companies by hiring them for contracts. So public procurement is a big one. So there are a lot of IT tech companies. There are also innovation that can be embedded in public services, which can reduce costs, but also increase the outcomes for the public services. So that's one. Another one.
Before we move on, let's talk about that for a second, yeah. Because domestic procurement is a big deal. Like we're, on the national level, we're talking about defense. And of course, I think TechNL and local companies here should play a role there. But are you talking about changing the scoring criteria inside procurement, or what are you suggesting needs to change?
Yeah, so one is the scoring criteria. There are always limits with the trade agreements, but there are ways that other provinces have embedded it. One is to improve the to give more priority to companies that are local. So that's in the scoring and criteria.
Fair enough. And I didn't mean to interrupt. Where do we go next?
All good. The other piece was really on the fast-tracking the process for companies to receive research and development funding. You know, the pace of business is very high in business, but in tech it's even more. And it's very important that tech companies can be supported with funding, quick funding. And so some of the things we're suggesting is creating a platform that tracks the proposals, having short term around, and sometimes leverage AI when possible and when recommended. That's a second one. The third one, which is also something very exciting and that can help with the economy of the province, when you think about companies like Verafin that employ over 900 people, high-paying jobs, on average in the tech sector, jobs are $85,000. So we need more companies like Verafin, and there are a number of companies that are scaling right now. You think about Colab, the Spellbook, and that can create a lot of jobs. And what we're saying is that those companies have different needs than the early stage companies and need bigger amounts for their support to create local jobs and continue to grow. And the last piece, and you mentioned it, is around defense. So as we all heard, there will be an increase of the defense budget at the federal level in this year and moving forward. The question is, how do we champion, how the government, the incoming government, can champion the sector here to promote it and for us to attract the maximum of those dollars in the province, therefore helping the growth of those tech companies and create more jobs there. So that's kind of the top highlights, but we have a little more, but I'm not going to go through them today.
Yeah, fair enough. You know, there's lots of interesting conversations to be had about, you know, what GDP looks like and the contributing factors. When a country's per capita GDP grows, as much as people might want to hear this, is you kind of move away from things like manufacturing and you move into the world of services, because services pay. Services drive the economy. Services create companies. You know, even intellectual property might sound like academia, but it's actually an economic driver. We're falling behind in Canada. We don't do enough on that front. We do a pretty good job researching. We do an okay job developing. We don't do a very good job monetizing. And that's the way of the world. So yes, as any country's per capita GDP grows, it's a service economy. And tech is going to be the backbone of a service economy.
Yeah, and it's across multiple sectors, right? We talk about sectors, tech sector as one, but it's embedded in energy, mining, sure, ocean sector. So more we invest in this sector, more we help other sectors to succeed and grow and create those jobs as well.
Last one before I let you go. So when we talk about intellectual property, what kind of recommendation flows to government on that front? Because is that not up to individuals and for companies to create and do their own intellectual property protection?
Yeah, they need to lead that process for sure, but protecting intellectual property has also a cost. And that's what we're saying, is that more funding to support that cost is important, because when a company grows, there's always limited funding. How much do you invest in protecting IP or attracting customers? It's tough choices. But if the government help on protecting IP and intellectual property, then they can focus on growing more the business. And also it's increased the chance that those companies stay Canadian and are successful in Canada.
Where are we with the tech talent pool? Because when companies grow, they need to grow with contribution of new employees, quite likely. So where are we in access to tech talent?
Yeah, so right now the tech sector employs around 10,000 people. What we found is the big need right now is attracting experienced talents, because like from outside the province. And what's interesting, when you attract those talents, it allows a company to grow, but it also allows to mentor the entry-level talents, which is important, and that creates those local jobs. So what we heard from companies is that they have a big need to support those experienced workers in the tech sector to attract them here.
Appreciate your time, Florian. Thanks for doing it.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Bye-bye. That's Florian Vuillaume, the CEO at TechNL. I mean, they've got a target of growth of being somewhere in the neighborhood of $2.5 billion of impact on the GDP in this province by 2030, I think, is that date that they talk about. Let's take a break. We'll go back. Tons of time for you. Don't go away.